In the nooks and crannies of the Kootenai Valley is a community with a somewhat secret history. The Dukhobor way of life goes back generations with an often misrepresented past. They were religious people persecuted before and after their arrival in Canada. This morning, we're joined by local author Vera Maloff. Her book, Our Backs Warmed by the Sun, Memories of a Dukhobor Life, came out this year. Vera, for those who don't know, can you give us a little bit of the context and explain a bit of the history and let us know what a Dukhobor life really is?
Okay, well, Dukhobors originated in Russia in about the 1700s. They were a Christian sect, and basically their beliefs are pretty simple. They were pacifist above all. They believed that war and Christianity were not compatible, so they went against the, you can imagine, the Tsarist government because they wouldn't participate in their wars. And they also went a bit against the church because they didn't agree with the elaborate church hierarchy and all the rituals, and instead they used the symbols of bread, salt, and water. And they believed God was in every person, so they didn't want to kill the living God in every other person. And God spoke to people through their conscience. So they originated in Russia, and because of there was severe persecution in Russia by the church and state. They actually, Tolstoy at that time, Lev Tolstoy and Quakers from England and the States helped to bring them to Canada. And Canada accepted them and gave them conscientious objector status, and they settled in Saskatchewan at the time, where they were given land to, to farm and to start. At first they lived in communities, in villages. They practiced just a peaceful way of life, but the problem was that the government at the time did not want them working the land together. They wanted individual farms. So eventually they also wanted them to accept the government. Was at that time it was sort of a they had to. Provide, what would you call it? They had to give allegiance to the king, which they refused
at the time. Okay. That's a very solid synopsis of a very complicated and
exactly
and
very brief.
Nice work. Very brief,
don't
but very
have
succinct.
Time to go into the history of the Dukhobors, but. Yes,
Vera. I have to say, I love the title of the title of the book. It is it's discernibly peaceful, like the people themselves. On a personal, why did you decide to write this book? Now, you in the first chapter described how many of your relatives don't actually like to talk about the family's history. Why do you think your mom, for example, was more willing to talk about the past more recently?
Well, for one thing, my mother turned 100. And if she wasn't going to talk about it then, it wasn't going to get recorded.
Right.
And many people did not know about the history of Dukhobors here in Canada. And in what happened to the people, especially, maybe from the 1900s to the 1950s, people knew more recently some of the problems with the children being incarcerated in New Denver. But they did not know that this started off in the 1920s and even earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And it was time to tell the story. It's also time to emphasize that justice and nonviolence were a way to resolve any kind of conflict. And right now, with all the injustice going on, it's really important that these conflicts are decided, in a nonviolent, peaceful way. So it was time to tell the story. Otherwise, it would get lost. Not many people knew some of this history.
And Vera, what was it like for you personally to have to resurrect many of those memories? I mean, that must be a really challenging thing to sit down and write a memoir.
Well, for me, it was actually very interesting. I found a lot about my family that I didn't know, that they didn't talk about. But for Mother... for her mother, her siblings that, told me this story, it was difficult because they sort of, buried some of those painful memories, and they put it in the past and didn't want to talk about it even to us. So it was like resurrecting them, bringing back the emotions of that time, the time they were in, sent to orphanages and industrial schools, and it was a painful time for them. They had lost their family. They were taken away, and they did not want to think about it. But Mother did, and I'm so thankful that she did share her past, because it's really something that more people should know about what happened to Dukhobors. It was very similar to what it happened to the First Nations in the years further on.
Speak a bit about your grandfather quickly. He was quite a figure, and his frequent incarcerations had a huge impact on the family. What was that like for them, and can you tell us more about his character and what your relationship with your grandfather was like?
Well, my relationship with my grandfather was wonderful. He introduced me into books. He introduced me to people in the outside world, because he had many friends and correspondents and visitors from outside the community. Pacifist socialists, draft resistors came to him. He was warm and welcoming to everybody, and he helped many people with their problems. But for the family, it was a difficult time, because he was in jail quite often for peaceful protests, like walking down Baker Street, protesting against taxes going to pay for war. But the family had to survive on a market garden farm. And the hand-me-downs, Mother tells me the story of a time when a storekeeper in Thrums gave them a sack of rice. It had worms in it, but they cleaned that rice, and they were so thankful to have it, because that's what they had, the food from the garden, the rice, some of the hand-me-downs, and that's how they survived. And other times, when Grandfather was serving time, for instance, in the BC Penitentiary, the children were taken away. His wife was sent to Piers Island Penitentiary, and the children were in Alexander Orphanage, the industrial school. And Nadia, the youngest, was only 6 months old, and she was in foster care. So there was a big price for the family.
Wow.
Wow. And Vera, what kind of reaction have you received so far? What does your mom think about the book? And what have folks in the community had to say to you?
Well, Mother at first was really nervous that her story was coming out, but after she realized this is really important, and now she's really happy people are reading it. And in the community, people are really thanking me for sharing this, and they said, we did not know much of this history. Thank you for writing it. And many people, the Dukhobor families anyway, are digging into their past and writing down some of their history. So I'm really thankful people are reading it and investigating their past.
It is apparently a beautiful book, Vera. Our reporter, Keely Bartlett, had a chance to look through it. She said there's some incredible photographs, stuff that has never, ever been published before. A really important addition to the history of the people here. What do you hope that readers will get from the story that you share in the book?
Well, first, I think I'm hoping that they will, get an understanding of Dukhobors and what they lived through. Secondly, that despite all the what happened to the Dukhobor people at that time, they stayed in a nonviolent manner, and their protests were always nonviolent, especially with my grandfather, what he supported, and that the answer to any kind of problems right now, it's still through nonviolence, through peaceful resolution, and through justice for the people that are protesting.
Unfortunately, Vera, just time for one more question. Where can people find a copy of your book if they'd like to read it and learn more?
Okay, well, of course, Thrums Market has the book.
Uh-huh.
In Nelson, it's available at Otter's and at Touchstone's gift shop. In Castlegar, the Second Look Books and the Kootenai Gallery. And available in Crescent Valley at Evergreen Market.
Vera,
Caitlin Press. You could order it directly through them.
Okay. What a great message for this time of year after such a year that we have had. We have been speaking with Vera Maloff. Her book is Our Backs Warmed by the Sun. a history of Dukhobor life. I'm getting at memories of a Dukhobor life. It came out this year. She explores her Dukhobor family history and tells the story of her family's life in the Kootenai Valley. Great work, Vera. So thankful for what you've done, and thanks a ton for talking to us. All the best this Christmas.
Okay, thank you, Darren.